Water is such a vital part of life, isn't it? Our human bodies are made up of 60% water, with some areas as high as 83%, and we need more. Without a regular intake of fluids, our bodies can stop working within a week. Even food isn't as important as water. Water is in the news a lot lately. We are seeing the devastation that humanity is putting into the water with pollution and plastics, severely impacting and injuring other species on the earth. There are industries that are claiming water for themselves and depriving others of it for the sake of making a profit. We have been longing for water for our farmers, the fields and animals that they care for. And when the water has come, for some it is too little, too late, or too much, or not in the right places. Water is one of those yin-yang things in the universe. It gives life. It takes life. It must be honored, respected, and taken care of if there is to be balance for all. In our scriptures, there are many stories where the importance of water is lifted up. There are many stories where water is present, but we don't always see it or recognize its importance. Our scriptures tell us that at the beginning of creation, water covered the earth. Was it protecting? Giving life? Ready for something new? The people who traveled the desert walked through water as it parted for them, needed water for survival, and there it was. Water was central to village life, and we see Jesus gathering at the well of water to speak to those others would ignore. Images of water invite us into God's story to be part of the balance of life in the world. In the song and reflection of Psalm 42 today, a creature of God's earth eagerly accepting God's gift of water is an image that evokes a moment of reflection for the author. The deep image of thirst, physical and spiritual, draws us in to consider how often we miss what God offers us. How often we might look at places where life is challenged instead of where life is given. We hear the yin and the yang of a conversation with the holy, as the speaker recognizes that they don't always look for God. And they remind themselves of the power of God to quench their thirst in life, to hold them up in times of challenge, to be there with them always. Water begins the conversation. Love becomes the conversation. In the life-giving water of God's love, we can find strength and courage to be part of God's world. But as our bodies constantly need replenishing with water, we need to remember that our souls need replenishing too. One sip will not do what is needed to keep souls alive and growing for God. Like that deer returning again and again to the streams of God's love, we are to return again to feel God's love lift us and teach us and refresh our spirit. Both the words of Psalm 42 and of the scripture we heard from Galatians remind us that it is not God that forgets us. It is we who don't always remember God. When we choose to be bound in boxes that contain laws that hurt others, that keep us safe while leaving others in danger, we become complacent in our safety. We think that we are better than others and hide behind our walls. We are wrong. In the letter to the Galatians, we are reminded that we are no better than any other, that the life and love given by God are for all people, that if we quench our souls by accepting the life-giving water of God's love, then we must remember that this is a gift for all, not just for a few. Hidden in these words that challenge us to follow the words and actions of Jesus, who said, "Love your neighbor," is life-giving water. If we weren't looking for it, we might have missed it. All you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. baptized. That ritual that humanity has created to remind itself of the importance of connecting with the holy. That ritual that, as it did at the beginning, invites the life and spiritual enhancing power of water to offer us protection, life, and a sense of adventure into life unfolding before us. Baptism, a symbol of new life rushing into the world, washed by God, ready for something new. A symbol of dedication when we offer ourselves to the work of God's world, God's church, so that we will become the life-giving love to lives around us. Today, we are celebrating the sacrament of baptism when we take the life-giving water of God and give thanks to God for sharing this life with us. Throughout the ages, different churches have found baptism to fit for them in different places of a person's life. Today, we baptize a child. In this baptism, we acknowledge that God loves us, each of us, even when we are not able to articulate our love for God. A community of family and friends and strangers surround this child and pledge to support them and their family to be life-giving water in the torrents of life. When our children are old enough to speak their spiritual God connections themselves, we come together again to affirm the promises of our life-giving God and to be ready to be part of the stream of life for the world. There are other places that welcome children but prefer to wait for the child's heart and voice to be ready to make their own promises before baptism. God's love accepts us all. The moment that we come through the waters of birth into the new adventure of life, God offers us all the protection, the strength, the power of love that will never make us dry if we are willing to accept the gift offered. How are we balancing and respecting the spiritually refreshing gifts that God offers us? Are we taking them for granted? Are we using them for our own profit? Are we damaging God's earth instead of sharing life well? The refreshing power of God's love is spread out before us like a stream, and all we have to do is step forward and drink of that love. Let our souls be filled, restored, and ready for God's work in the world. Amen.